So I've started working on a series in addition to my primary material that I'm attempting to publish. And the topic of this series is runaway reactions. And the first subject that I wanted to cover under this main topic of runaway reactions was democracy. And I think the first thing I want to make clear here is it's not so much democracy as the promise of democracy. I mean, democracy, it's been referred to many times as a grand experiment. And to me, democracy is a work in progress. We're working towards the promise of democracy. Yes, we're trying to protect the progress that we've made up to this point, but it has its problems, it has its issues. And I think most thinking and reflective individuals would readily admit to that. It's far from ideal, far from perfect. It's a work in progress. But when we rise up and make a stand to protect democracy, it's not, to me, it's not so much that we're protecting where democracy is now, we're protecting the work that's been done by others, like our founding fathers. We're taking a stand, we're making a stand to protect the work that they've done, that we inherited in this chain of custody. But even more so, we're taking a stand to protect the promise of democracy, of fulfilling that potential that democracy represents. So it's not just the democracy here in the country that I live in, the United States, but there are other democracies around the world, and all forms of government struggle in some way. That's what life is. Oftentimes, it's a struggle. But I think it's that promise of what could come, of what we could manifest. That's what keeps us going. So I honor human potential, and I also honor the potential that democracy represents, this grand experiment. And so therefore, I honor the promise of democracy. So under this series, Runaway Reactions, the specific warning that I want to share about democracy is to beware of overcorrection. So, as an example of overcorrection, I'd like to refer to oversteer, which, if you've ever watched any videos about car accidents, one of the primary reasons, especially for high-speed accidents, is something called oversteer, where there's a set of circumstances and the driver either responds or reacts to those that situational awareness that they've become aware of. And oftentimes it's not just a response, it's an overreaction. And this takes it's this this manifests as an overcorrection or oversteer in the input of either of, let's say, avoidance, trying to avoid an accident. They oversteer, and then the car, the automobile, the motor vehicle, it starts to the rear end starts to kick out because they've oversteered, and they realize, they can sense that it's starting to lose traction in the rear, so then they overcorrect the other way, and each overcorrection, each oversteer input causes the vehicle to become less and less controllable until it gets to a point where oftentimes they'll cause an accident or they'll be in an accident. So with respect to democracy, yes, we do need to have course corrections. That's part of trying to manifest, to actualize that potential. But we don't want to overcorrect in our course corrections. We want to turn towards the course correction, but we do not want to overcorrect. So, especially in the case with democracy, overcorrection can lead to increasingly destructive cycles, which approach the limits of endurance, which, in other words, it pushes the limits of endurance that the structure of democracy can withstand. It can approach the limits of the stresses that structure can bear. And if those limits are exceeded, then that system of government, that system of self-government, can collapse. And that's what's at risk. And I think that's something that at times people sense, that we could possibly be approaching the limits. And that's cause for concern. So when the mechanisms of democracy are fully functional, this is something that I term in the wheelhouse. There are active and passive participants in what I term the worldwide reality game. And so active participants, you could say they're the ones that are more active in putting inputs, course corrections, into the system. It's what I call in the wheelhouse. And then the passive participants, which are the majority of the participants, they act as inertial dampers, as inertial dampening, which tends to smooth those inputs. And they have the effect of limiting the overcorrection. But that's when the mechanisms of democracy are fully functional. Now, there's going to be conflict, and human conflict, to me, is based on competing ideologies. And I model these competing ideologies as human rights versus class privilege. And in my view, democracy attempts to establish and uphold the standard of equal but fair. Now, to me, an alarming indication of when democracy is becoming dysfunctional is when you're always afraid. You're experiencing either constant or periodic anxiety. And again, I think this is a mechanism within us. It's like an instinct. We detect when those limits of endurance are being approached. And this anxiety is our response to that awareness. So what I'd like us to do is, let's consider a sports metaphor. It's opposing teams competing on the play field of their sport. It can be an intense engagement of players with practiced skills, work playing towards their team goal of besting the opposing team. And this gameplay is guided by standards. Standards of the rules of the game and good sportsmanship. And when it comes to democracy, we refer to this good sportsmanship as statesmanship. And this is the part, because I'm former military and I swore an oath, I think this is the part that really kind of gets me and sort of disappoints me. Because when some people swear an oath, it goes right to their heart. It can well up something within you. And, you know, when I say well up, I mean, it can actually give you a little tear in your eye. It wells up within you. But I suspect there's others that when they speak the words and they take that oath, it's just words to them. It doesn't really mean anything to them. And that oath is an honor to honor the promise of democracy and of individual autonomy, of freedom. That's what that oath is. And so if you're not taking that oath to uphold the highest standards of statesmanship, then you're letting us down, and we can do better. We can do better. So now let's consider a war, opposing armies engaging on the battlefield, bent on destroying the opposition. Now, this destruction can take many forms, but the intent is to do harm. They can attempt to do harm to their reputation, to their credibility, and if there's no standards of engagement, it can spill over into their personal or business affairs, into their friendships and their family, into home and hearth. It can even take the form of physical harm, or in the most grave instances, it can even take the form of death. Generally, there are no standards of engagement in a war, and there's limited opportunity for honor, for acts of honor. So what I want to address at this point is what I call the bookends of our existence. It's the conflict of forces between sustainability versus extinction. Mankind's inclination to be destructive must decrease as our ability to destroy increases if we are to survive and to thrive. If we can withdraw from the battlefield and return to the play field, then we can engage our opponents and face our challenges and differences together with an honorable intent to best, but not to destroy. We can choose to engage in competitive collaboration using adversarial conditioning. This reminds me of a concept I once read in scripture about iron sharpens iron. We make each other sharper. When we engage in this contest, this adversarial contest, we're actually helping each other to learn the tools and develop our skills using those tools. And that is to the betterment of each other and to mankind as a whole. So through this competitive collaboration, we can accomplish things, you know, through our work playing in concert with one another, we can accomplish what none could do alone. and we can choose to share the rights, the privileges, and the burdens of duty and obligation while sharing in our due portion of the rewards that we reap through our competitive collaboration. We can choose knowledge and wisdom over ignorance, understanding over intolerance, and we can choose to care over indifference. And we can choose to respect the rights of others and discern the wisdom of privileges as being earned or forfeited. We can discern that democracy enshrines individual autonomy as always relevant and prevalent. We can choose to discern that individual rights and protections are paramount over legal fictionals as a corporation and over local, state, and federal authority. Democracy is intended as an instrument of individual autonomy. We can choose to honor the individual right of my rights end where yours begin. We can choose to recognize that we exist in a critical state of balance between critical and supercritical states of sustainability versus extinction as a species. We can choose to accept the human conflict of competing ideologies between equal human rights and fair class privilege is a matter of maintaining a delicate balance between the extremes to provide the means of our continued survival and the magic of thriving. We can discern the dishonor of a corrupt game when private interests overwhelm the public trust. Thank you.